You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuis, and this is Sports Voices. We're back with Bob Ide from Fox 56.
We're back. Talking some sports this week.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to talk about the Penguins. And I know that they are in the middle of their Atlantic Division Finals.
And for the first time in over a decade, last time they got there, 2016-2017, they lost. Because they've been in the Calder Cup Finals only twice, and that was in the early 2000s. So this is we talked about it all year. This is a really good young team.
Yeah.
There's a lot of prospects on the team. In fact, one guy scored Tuesday night. It was his, like, second game in the AHL ever.
Wow.
Bill Zonin scored a goal, the first goal on Tuesday, which ended up being the game-winning goal because it was a 2-0 game.
Yeah.
He's only 19 years old.
Wow.
So that's pretty good, right? That shows a lot of depth in the Pittsburgh organization. So they're on a roll.
Okay.
They played last night. We don't know the score, so hopefully they won.
Okay.
Right? But hey, that's a good start. Springfield comes in as one of the hottest teams in the Calder Cup playoffs, having beat Charlotte and top-seeded Providence.
Right.
And it's a battle of the Russian goalies.
Okay.
Because for the Penguins, we have 21-year-old Sergei Mroshov. We talked about him. He's great.
Yeah.
He's going to be the next Pittsburgh goalie.
Okay.
And on the other side, Georgi Romanov is 26-year-old, another Russian. He plays phenomenal, but somehow the Penguins got a couple goals on Tuesday night. So good things are happening for them, and we'll see. You never know.
Okay.
They're on a good ride.
You know, quickly, I just want to go back to last week. The Hershey fans weren't so happy, were they?
No, and I talked to Nick Hart, the play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
And we talked about what was on the scene on the video board. The fans in there saw what was on the video board, what the video department does, and what, you know what I mean, they put it up on the board. That's not the one the replay you want to see.
Okay.
The overhead replay, slow-mo, sees the puck going in, hitting the back of the net, immediately bouncing out, but the fans didn't see that. And you know, nobody said this is a good goal. No replay needed by the officials.
Right.
And not a good look because it was all over the New York Post and some of those other bigger papers.
Yeah.
It's not a good look for Hershey.
Sir, let's talk about the Rockies and Jake McCarthy from Scranton.
Scranton's Jake McCarthy. Yeah. In the offseason, remember, he was traded to the Colorado Rockies. He spent a lot of years in Arizona. And this week, past week, he's been on the East Coast.
Okay.
They were in New York, where he hit a grand slam.
Right.
And he was in Philadelphia. And he was in Pittsburgh when our sister station out there caught up to him this week. So we got a little bit of a blur, but which ran last night on our Fox 56 News First at 10.
Okay.
We talked to Jake McCarthy about his new surroundings in Colorado.
Folks, let's hear from Jake McCarthy.
You know, I feel like you play this game, you know, it's just part of it. You know, you play long enough, you're bound to switch clubs, get traded, whatever it is. So, you know, I'm grateful for where I landed and grateful for my time in Arizona. But, you know, I've been having fun here the first couple weeks. It's always fun being back in Pennsylvania. We were just in Philly, right? So I always have a lot of friends and family that come out. And, you know, I love going back. Still have a ton of family in the off season. So, you know, I just love PA. And, you know, I love playing on the East Coast.
Okay, so that was Jake McCarthy, hometown boy.
Hometown boy
likes
doing
being home.
Great things. Yeah. And I think the Colorado move is great.
Okay.
He kind of got stuck in the Arizona area in his organization behind some great outfielders.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have some great years. The move to Colorado, not only play in Coors Light Field, which is a hitter's, big thing for the hitters, right?
Yeah.
And he's hitting .282. In his last seven games, he's hitting .320.
Okay.
So he's starting to feel the groove. It's a young team. Not really high expectations out there to win. In fact, they're in last place in the West. But, you know, it's a good move for him. He can show us stuff. He's a Major League Baseball player. He found the right organization, I think.
Yeah. Sir, let's move on. District 2 track and field.
Yeah, this past week, in fact, Monday and Tuesday was the District 2 meet. District 4 meet will be this weekend out in central Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And I had a chance to go over there Tuesday.
Okay.
So that's the big day, as we call it, because you have a lot of the hurdles. You have the 100-meter dash. You have the 4x100 relay, which is always big.
Okay.
All those winners and the people that meet the standard times in the state go to states at Shippensburg next week. So I put a little montage together of a couple winners from Tuesday that we can listen to.
Okay.
And I'll give you their names after we hear from them.
I wasn't really even like sure what the record was. I was kind of just going out there doing my best, doing what I can for myself.
Expectations in Shippensburg?
I hope I could do really, really well for myself, and I also hope my teammates could do really, really well too.
I mean, it means the world to me. Last year, came out of an injury, then I had a big transfer, so I couldn't run in this race last year, and obviously districts is a big part of everyone's track season, and I'm just glad I was able to compete.
Building up through this season, are you at your best right now?
I would say so, probably, because I've been PRing almost every single meet except for today and yesterday, obviously, because first time under 14, or under 15, under 40 on last Monday. So I'm just hoping to lower that even more at States. So
at first, I was doing really bad with my throws. I only threw 28 feet for my first one, but then I decided, you know what, I need to calm down a little bit, and I threw my 32. My rest of my throws were not as good because I was still so nervous, but I ended up pulling it through in the end, and I'm so happy about that.
Okay, so Bob, tell us who these young people
so
were.
So the first girl you saw, Olivia Thomas, she won the 100-meter hurdles from Mid-Valley. Okay. The big thing with her, she's only a freshman.
Wow.
That was a meet record the other day.
Mm-hmm.
That is phenomenal. She is breaking all kinds of records at Mid-Valley. She may be the favorite in Shippensburg to win the state championship as a freshman.
Okay.
So she's putting up some great speed out there. The next one was Weston Unoni. He's a transfer from Susquehanna. He mentioned he couldn't run last year because of the transfer.
Okay.
He won the 110 hurdles and the 100-yard dash.
Okay.
Then we heard from Elijah Zaneski from Crestwood. It was a AAA winner in the hurdles.
Okay.
And then the last girl we heard from was Anna Tillotson from Montrose. She was a shot put winner.
Okay.
So Anna, I don't know, met the standard to go to States. The other people will go to the state championships Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd, 23rd at Shippensburg.
Okay. Sir, anything else before we wrap up?
Well, the Rail Riders have the number one prospect. We talked about George Lombard Jr. hitting phenomenally, shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk to him this week. We'll have more on our Fox 56 News on Monday with George Lombard Jr. He's a great hitter. Anthony Volpe's gone up with the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Dominguez is up with the Yankees. Spencer Jones now is up with the Yankees.
Okay.
And on Saturday, rumor has it, Gerrit Cole's going to be pitching with Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Of course, he's the number one pitcher probably in America. Went through an injury with his pitching elbow.
Mm-hmm.
So he's back, and his last rehab start might be in Scranton coming up on Saturday.
All right. Bob, thank you as always.
Great to be here.
Folks, we'll see you next week.